And there we go, and we're live. Hey, Neat.
Hey, Neat.
Neat, okay. We got a
super duper
spectacular show for everybody today.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about aliens and all that shit.
Dude, you know who Stephen Greer is, right?
The fifth encounter of that guy?
He's on Clubhouse talking to people.
Fuck, I need to get an iPhone then. Actually, I'm just going to get gas.
You know what? I have a 7 that I can probably just let you have, and then
I'd be able to without.
Yeah, I have to see what you'd have to do, but you just have to basically, I think you just enter your phone number in, it'll send you a notice.
You, don't be silly, me.
No, but yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, no. We're not gonna, like, moving forward, we'll chop, and then, like, that's why I wanted to bulk you up, just so we can start chopping.
I appreciate that.
Right?
Oh, good. We're
future recording. Wins. Future wins. I was saying, I don't know if you heard me or not, but when we were talking about Brady, I was saying that he's our generation's Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett Favre was his generation's Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Right. But not Steve Young. Steve Young is Pat LaFontaine in football.
Steve Young. What about Jerry Rice?
Jerry Rice? Well, he wasn't a quarterback.
All right, well, then don't include him in that.
But, like, Steve Young had, like, the most concussions, I think, out of any quarterback I ever, like, heard of.
Okay, so Tom Brady is the Brett Favre of our generation.
That's right.
Patrick Mahomes is the Tom Brady of the future generation.
That's right.
I can confidently say that. He is. He played like shit too. Yesterday. The whole team played like shit. Their defense was garbage. I mean, the refs were fucking.
I think the Bucks were going to win no matter what, even if it was a close game or, like, it. You just, like, I think the majority of people walking into that game, I didn't even watch it. I didn't even pay attention to football this year. I knew that if Brady made the finals, he would win it. You know what? You know what saddens me about Brady's career? And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm an underdog guy when I want to be an underdog guy, but I'm an overdog guy when I really want to be that overdog guy. Mm-hmm. And to me, that fucking miracle catch by whatever Giants receiver that was that ruined Brady's perfect season.
OBJ.
Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. I remember watching that.
Oh, God, that was...
It was the most, like, ridiculous catch of all time.
I was so sad. Not because that catch was spectacular, not because the Giants won, but because they didn't get to go, but it was like 7, it was like 20-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous, right?
No, don't play that many games. So it's,
they play like 6, there's 16 weeks and then there's the playoffs, I think.
Yeah.
Right, so
18.
They play 15, 18?
Yeah.
So they play 16 games, right? They get 2 byes?
Yeah.
Right, so 16 games and then like 4 playoff games.
16 games and right, 1 bye.
Only one bye? I thought they got 2.
I'm pretty sure it's only 1.
So 16 games?
Yeah, 16 games in the regular season, 2 in the playoffs leading up to the
Super
Bowl.
So 3, so 19.
Yeah.
So they could have, they went 18.
Unless there's unless you go wild card.
But they wouldn't have played that.
No.
Because they would have been first in the league.
Yeah.
Right? But that just, not because I wanted the Patriots to win. But I also, like, when the Golden State Warriors went 73-9 and didn't win the championship, I was sad.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have a conclusion.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Right?
It's like a letdown to like, wah, wah.
Yeah, like, why did we even show up? What was the whole point? Why go, you know, like, next year just go fucking 15-3. Like, go 15, you know, like, or go 11-5.
So you know what's fucking wild? Is there are people that are calling Tom Brady racist for winning the Super Bowl in Black History Month over Patrick Mahomes. Bad time to take a sip of water.
My God. I mean...
What the fuck? Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but the 6 previous times that he won the Super Bowl on a Sunday were all in February.
That's right.
So, what?
Were they... I mean, they've been pushing it back and back and back, right? Were they all been in February?
There you go with your chicken noises again.
Back, 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 back,
back, and back, back. I don't know. I don't know. I don't pay enough attention to football. I never have.
I watched Super Bowl.
See, that should show you how much I fucking care about football, right? I don't even know when the Super Bowl is played. People are like, it's the first Sunday of every, you know, this February. Right? But, like, I feel like baseball used to be, like, super, like, the world, you know, like, what was it, Reggie Jackson was known as Mr. October.
Yeah.
But, like, they started playing it in November, so, like...
No. Well, that was a big... I watched a documentary on Reggie Jackson, and it was like, that was a big problem, was playing both fucking... Playing both. Or no, not Reggie Jackson, Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders and those guys.
Deion Sanders too, yeah.
But what I'm talking about is that, like, you know, like, people can go, like, oh, it's been this, and I'm just like, but at some point it wasn't. Like, at some point the World Series was played in October. It may have even been played in September.
World Series is played in October.
No, it's now November. I swear to God, man. I swear to God, it's been in November for a while. Right? But it also, like, there's more teams, there's this and that. Like, there's, you know, like, there's more to it. Right? Yeah. Like, and the other thing, so, like, someone was talking about, like, Michael Jordan having 6 rings, Tom Brady having now 7, right? Yeah. And they're just like, oh, Tom Brady's, like, in that GOAT category of, like, greatest of all time. Yeah. 100% in football. But then someone pops in and just like, yeah, but Henri Richard had, like, 10 fucking champ trophies and, like, all that shit. And people, that's right. And someone was just like, dude, that's 6 teams, man.
Stop fucking comparing each other to each other.
If Tom Brady was in the NFL with 6 fucking teams, one, those teams would be incredible.
Yeah.
But two, he wouldn't just have fucking 7 rings. That motherfucker would have every ring until he retired.
Yeah. Because he is the GOAT. And you can't fucking deny it. Like, he is just... He's unbelievably good.
And apparently he's a nice guy. Or, like, at least polite.
You see him with the family after and stuff. Yeah, he seems like a wholesome guy.
Yeah, wholesome. Wholesome, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going for. From what I've
seen... So, of course, you can hate on him. Yeah. Wait, hold on. He's really talented at what he does.
Yeah.
Super disciplined. Decent looking.
Yeah.
Some would call him handsome.
Yeah.
Right?
Very handsome guy.
Family man.
Yeah, no, he's...
Well-spoken. Of course you'd fucking hate on him. He's everything that you want to be, and you're not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to, like, if you don't have the self-confidence, you don't have any of that shit, 100% you're going to be like, oh, fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Nah.
Anyways, fuck sports.
Winners win.
It's all a fucking joke.
It is.
It's
really, what happened to the halftime show?
The weekend.
The lights blinding?
Well, no, that wasn't until the last. That was his last song.
Well,
but, like, were there any spectaculars? Were there any things that you needed to see? Well, was it live or was it a video?
It was live. It was said Satan on the stage at one point.
Ooh-wee.
It was very quick, but it flashed it right at the very beginning. An angel with red eyes ascended down, and that's like. Essentially, Satan, because Satan descended to got the boot and came down here.
Peace, dude.
And then there was a group, like, there was people singing that were supposed to look like angels, but also had the red demon eyes. At one point, it looked like the backdrop was a city on fire. Then they had the people dancing in the field, like another Handmaid's Tale thing, another masking thing, and there's just it's interesting. I've seen some before and after pictures of The Weeknd too, and he's changed like immensely. There's some thoughts on it being an interhuman. Humanism, like, introduction type of thing.
Like, transhumanism to cyborgism?
Yeah.
Or into, like, bioengineering? Or, like
cyborg
cloning?
Stuff. Cyborg type
of thing. Cyborg. You think he's augmented?
Could be. I'm trying to find some pictures here.
Das Weeknd?
Of some... Well, so, there was a streaker.
Oh!
And on the tattoo on his chest, it's a big, big Christian one. Revelations 12.
Jesus.
Revelations 2:10, it says.
At the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was a streaker.
How did they get in?
Revelation 2:10. There's 25,000 people there.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How'd they get away with that?
It was in Florida.
So had everyone just social distance? What are they wearing?
They all had masks and stuff like that. And oh yeah, that was one thing. Brady walked in without a mask.
Revelations 2:10?
Yeah, so do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown.
That's wild.
Yeah, very wild.
That's what version of that, of the Bible?
Well, that's Revelations.
No. Here's the King James. This is the King James version. Okay, yeah. And this is what, like, all of the stuff that's decoded is from.
Yeah.
Like, when they go into it. So it says, fear, it's the same thing, just mm-hmm. written in different English, right? So fear none of those things mm-hmm. which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Mm-hmm. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Yeah.
Right?
See,
that's wild.
And that in itself is why I don't like religion. Like, the just the minor changing in that changes it massively.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Another thing that's been wild here, that's the Schumann resonance.
Wild.
Yeah. When you go full white all the way across, that's fucking crazy. So here. Birth of transhumanism. Look at old Weekend, and look at him now.
He's, like, super more distinguished? Is that the idea? He's detailed in definition.
He's either gotten way too much botched plastic surgery, or...
Let's see it again.
Like, that's him now.
On the left?
Both of him now. That's him, like, 4 years ago.
Okay. And that's him now?
Yeah.
Holy shit, he looks awful. So they think he's a robot? Like, is he Arnold? Who
knows at this point?
Is Pac gonna come back as a robot?
Who knows? Okay, so...
Have you looked into Ray Kurzweil?
No.
He is Mr. Transhumanism. He's been talking about it for years.
I'm gonna have to check that shit out.
Ray Kurzweil with a K. K-U-R-Z. Raymond Kurzweil is an American inventor and futurist. He is involved in fields such as optical character recognition, text-to-speech synthesis, speech recognition technology, and electronic keyboard instruments. And it doesn't say more, but the man is... Yeah. He has written books on health, artificial intelligence, transhumanism, the technology singularity, and futurism. He is 72 years young. That's wild shit. Kurzweil has written 7 books, 5 of which have been national bestsellers. The Age of the Spiritual Machine has been translated into 9 languages, and number one, The Age of Spiritual Machines. That's fucking crazy. We're heading there, man. We might not even be heading there. We might
already be there.
We're just there.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what you have to take with what we're going through right now. So, okay. I've showed you that the glimmering light... that, you know, that could, a normie would just be like, oh, it's a star.
Yeah.
But it's, like, literally glimmering. Well, I think that, I've said that, and think that that's a mothership.
There's definitely been one around since 2012, like, a mothership.
Visible.
Yeah.
Since then. So... This post It's a long one. But let me just go through some highlights of it.
Dig it.
Take only what resonates with you and leave the rest. This new Jerusalem mothership over 2,000 miles wide. The mothership has always been stationed right in front of the planet Venus since ancient times. If you look at the sky early in the morning and look at the bright star we traditionally ascribe as Venus, it is actually the light of the New Jerusalem mothership. The light that we see is not Venus itself, it was actually the mothership stationed in front of it. The brightness of the planet Venus was made possible by the mothership in front of it. Compared with planet Mars, is not as bright as Venus appears to be because there is no mothership in front of it, even though the distance of Mars to Earth is almost the same with Venus. And now it was given a go signal along with all the ships of the Galactus to come closer to Earth and let their presence be seen by the whole world. Biblical stuff. Revelation chapter 21 verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Luke 24:51. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Mark 16:19. So then the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Maybe we can describe our ship to you, and you can visualize it in your mind's eye. The mothership is the largest of the inns of heaven, a floating etheric world housing the headquarters. The quarters of Lord Sananda, Lord Ashtar, and the Ashtar Command. The New Jerusalem is a pearly white space city. It is 2,000 miles in length and 2,000 miles in width, and it is one of 10 motherships. It explains what the different levels are. I don't know how much that resonates necessarily mm-hmm. with me. Where is the part where the true interplanetary craft, the Ventilus of our forces, will appear to your optics with a manifestation of colored lights, usually green, red, and white. They will sometimes appear constantly red and green, other times they will appear to be flashing.
Sure, what is this again? Go over that one more time.
The true interplanetary craft
mm-hmm.
will appear to your optics, human
yeah.
optics, with a manifestation of colored lights.
Gotcha.
Usually green, red, and white. They
okay.
will sometimes appear constantly red and green, other times they will appear to be flashing.
Interesting.
Flashing, glimmering light. Like, in here, I will show you.
Have you ever looked at Sirius in the sky? Do you know where that is? Which one?
That's near Orion, is it not?
The three dots of the belt of Orion
yeah.
basically go, if you look east
yeah.
and follow it diagonally,
yeah.
Sirius is alone with, like, a small little star. Like, Bees is very barely visible now. But it is. But it twinkles green, red, and white.
Yeah, no, I've checked this on the on all of my the actually paid for app, like star apps and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. I know I know the star that you're talking about. It is very bright.
It is. It's the brightest one in this. It's the brightest star that we see.
Yeah, you go east. Yes, that makes sense. It almost looks like Mars at times. Because I've noticed that it does have a bit of a red tinge to it. This is different.
It depends on which way you go. So if you look left, Sirius is here. If you look right, I think it's like Aldebaran or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah,
that's the red one.
It's funny that
and
you,
that's the Eye of Taurus.
Okay, so it's funny that you say that because Gabby and I went for a nice walk last night at night, and you could actually see the fucking stars, which is
amazing.
always good.
I love your area for that.
It's
getting a little
shitty because it's too lit.
Populated.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's
light
lit.
Pollution will destroy it, and the reason why is our eyes, just like
mm-hmm.
cameras. We go, our operating system
yeah.
is whatever's closest.
Yeah.
Right? So if they're, like, this is, you want to know why ancients were able to fucking place stuff so well?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they got to see more of the sky?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They didn't have the light pollution that
nope.
we have today.
That's
so their eyes
that.
Could
yeah.
see up.
Yep.
Right? Okay, go. Walk with Gabby.
No, I you can very clearly see Orion's belt right now.
Yeah.
And it always makes me think of Men in Black, but you can, I had pointed out, and we had that conversation last night about where I'm like, what, one of them is the head. You can, because you can see to either side, there are, to the left from where we're standing is the one that looks like Mars. I didn't have my phone on me or else I would have confirmed it.
The
and
head?
The right.
So you see the two triangles in the belt? That's the body. So the head's up here or down here.
Yeah.
Right? And then those two stars are separate. Like, those aren't the heads.
Oh, there's two heads.
Those, that one, Aldebaran's part of Taurus.
Yeah.
And then Sirius is part of another star system.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like another constellation.
Yeah.
Oh, so, we don't see all of Orion. Someone actually drew out Orion once, and you see the bow. You see, like, we don't see all of Orion. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No,
right?
I get it.
So, like, you actually see the bow. You see the head. You see all of the parts.
Okay, so I'm going to show you this, the original video again that I took of this.
Yes.
And it was December 22nd. It's like...
That's close, right?
Yeah.
And it's closer than a star.
Yeah, and it's right above, like, I think, where your sister lives.
Yeah.
Like, from my view.
Yeah.
And it's always in the same spot. It's always there.
It's twinkling as fuck.
Yeah.
It doesn't move, always, right? So, like, the stars will move, and it's still there.
No. It's stationary to us like a star would be. Like
it moves with the stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which so, is, it's up.
Yeah. So, it's just, like, it's just there.
Yeah.
In our galactic space.
Okay.
And it just hangs out there.
Just kicks it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, I talk to people that are just so Christian, and they, this, some of them just literally believe that, you know, the couple hundred years before Christ were like the literal beginning of Earth. And it's just, that to me is just why.
But how? How can they think that if, like, so mathematically that doesn't make any sense. You know that, right? Like,
of course.
Because numbers tells you how old the earth is in Christian, in the Torah and in their views, right? Like, and like this guy lived for 1,000 years and then this guy lived for this amount and this guy lived, and they give the ages of people, and like it's thousands of years. Like it's at least 6K back, right?
Oh, yeah.
If not more. Like, and that's where
I think it goes fucking.
Well, no. What I'm saying is for them mathematically, like if you're talking about like Moses and we're talking about those guys, right?
It always goes back to the winner writes the history.
That's right.
You know?
Like Tom Brady.
In other news, overnight at about 4 a.m., Kansas City got 40 more points, and they win the Super Bowl now. And Tom Brady's been kicked off of Twitter.
Are you being sarcastic?
100%.
Okay.
It's a play on...
It's a Mandela effect.
Yes.
That we don't want to see.
Yes.
Speaking of that, so me and Eric, do you remember back in the day when Tampa... I think it was Tampa Bay versus Washington... for, like, to go to the Stanley Cup Finals or something like that.
Oh.
And me and Eric both remember Tampa Bay winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, closing out Washington.
Yep.
And going off to the finals.
Yeah.
And then we
Stamkos
jump...
And then
we jump into, like,
I
some
think that
sort
was,
of... No, but... that no, there was some sort of flip in, like, our timelines.
Yeah.
And... we're back in like game 7. This is when Washington won the cup. And Ovechkin got to raise it up.
Oh, wow.
Me and Eric remember them losing.
Hmm.
Like they lost in like game 6.
So it's like 3.
And then and then we watch and they're promo in game 7. But we remember them winning like 4-2.
Weird.
Yeah. So you know, like, there's so much weird shit that, like...
No, timelines are shifting.
Crashing.
Yeah,
crashing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nuts because, like, I'll be... I can't tell you how many times I've been just, like, I'll be doing something and it's, like, gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, right out of my mind and, like... And I have been, like, old things, like, histories and stuff like that have been coming... Like, old memories and stuff come back.
Right?
Yeah, it is,
It is what it is. Have you been finding that you're having to relearn stuff a little bit? Like, not totally from scratch. Like, I've fucked up on the dinos a couple of times, and like, dude, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But I recognize that I was doing them in a different emotional state. And because of that emotional state, I didn't have... Like, that emotional state doesn't have the dinos perfected, apparently.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, I was fucking up a little bit, and I was just like, holy shit, this is wild. Like, I was doing these little fuck-ups on things that I'd done so normally, but it's only because I'm in a different emotional state.
Yeah, see, like, the sky looks different to me already, right now.
Does
like,
it?
Yeah, it does. It honestly does to me. It just looks...
brighter?
Yeah. I've been doing some weird shit lately.
What do you mean?
Like, it was just weird colors yesterday.
Like,
and it rained out of nowhere, and it was sunny all day and stuff. Like, it's
yeah,
like, and we don't live in Edmonton.
No. So,
like, that's a prairie thing to happen. Took a picture of the sun yesterday. Fuck me, it's bright. Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah.
I was blinded to
it. Is it... Do you think it's...
both blinded by the light and revved
closer?
Up like a douche.
Like, okay.
Well,
okay.
There's theory that the Earth is spinning faster. I've seen that talked about now.
Have you seen the movie Lucy?
No.
Okay, there's a scene in that movie that kind of, like... I think is in conjunction with this. This is... So the Earth spinning and moving faster and faster and faster will eliminate our concept of time.
Yep.
Right. In Lucy, they talk about a vehicle, I think it is, going around a track. And if you speed up that image fast enough, it disappears.
Hmm.
Right?
And yeah, I see what you're saying there.
You know what I mean, right? So, like, I wonder if this is a part of it. Like, the Earth spinning faster and faster and faster and faster will allow for time. Because if you think about it, we base our existence off of our rotation around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that away,
yeah,
what do we have? We have to recreate something. We have to go on a whole new thing. So
like, what are the humans celebrating? I don't know, their planet went around the sun again. I don't know what their deal is.
You know who I feel like that it would embody, like, the... If it was, like, a visual thing?
Hmm.
Krang and, not...
Oh, from...
Kudos or...
Yeah.
Kodos or whatever it is? The aliens from The Simpsons.
Oh, I thought I...
Kodos
said,
or whatever it is?
Yeah,
no,
actually,
you're thinking,
I think you're right on Krang.
I think it's Krang.
Yeah,
but you're thinking of... Shredder!
Yeah. I was thinking
the brain and the brain
yeah.
and the body?
Yeah. TMNT.
Krang.
I was talking to Megan.
Okay.
Gong Megan.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that conversation when it was me,
oh my God,
me, you, and Megan, and then fucking...
Yeah. Your bud.
Nick comes in, and it's just like, where the fuck? Fuck am I?
He went into a fucking vortex.
Oh, yeah.
She would be interesting to get on a show.
I was just talking to her. And yes, I agree.
Can we light one of these?
Yeah, by all means.
Awesome.
You choose. Just light the ember of it and let it go down about a half inch or so. And like create a... I want to say charcoal, but yeah.
So I do this?
Yeah, but let it light down and turn red. There you go, that's what I'm...
And do it blow it out?
Or
does it
just
go
out?
It'll
probably go out, but... Yeah, there you go, that's...
And then what do I do with it?
Well, I wave it around.
Dope, okay.
Don't huff it like I did that one time. But yeah, I was talking to Megan about how... she was going through some stuff, and she's like, oh, you know, what are your thoughts on things like tarot cards and spiritual stuff being, you know, part of the devil and, you know, stuff from the devil and stuff like that. I'm like, and, you know, and go stuff that goes against God and whatnot. I'm like, God is within.
Mm-hmm.
If it makes you feel happy, then do it. I mean, aside from, like, bad things mean, yeah, And and aside from sociopathic things that make you happy, fuck.
Like super selfish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. No, but you know, like, she's a good person. And yeah. She's just like, and I straight up told her, I'm like, I think your problem is that you are looking externally for answers. You know this. Look within. Like that.
Fucking struggle, isn't it? Of removing the authority that we give to the external world and placing that back into ourselves.
I was reading something. It's called the Oponopono prayer or something like that.
I love you, thank you, like that one.
No, it was based on this. There's a hospital in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That, well, I mean, maybe, but
what's the saying?
It's not a saying. It's just a way. It's not even a prayer. It's just I don't think it was a prayer. But this guy.
What is it called?
Oponopono?
Yeah, Oponopono.
Yeah, that's an actual saying.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to bring it up.
I read the origin of the Oponopono prayer, how it became known. And this doctor went to this mental hospital, and this mental hospital was in Hawaii. It was just for the criminally ill, the negativity in the place was so bad that the paint wouldn't even stay on the walls. It would peel off the walls, and people the people that worked there would just go crazy. There's a physical assault at least once a day, and even though they're in shackled and handcuffed, they're just
and this is in Hawaii.
Living in, yeah, I know, right? I was just like, what the fuck.
You're in Hawaii, guys.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
You're in prison in Hawaii.
Yeah, if you are upset and you are in Hawaii, shut your mouth and come trade places with me, and then
that's
shut
like
your
a,
mouth again.
That's like a vacation in Russia.
Yeah.
Prison in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, people in Russia. It's probably really beautiful and whatnot, but we're showing that
in
it's just like
Russia.
Yeah, we're just showing the shits.
But this doctor came in and he was just happy. No matter what the situation, he was just comfortable.
Yeah, that's dope.
With the whole with whatever was, and for everybody there, he apologized during prayer. He apologized for them as he understood that they were an extension of him, and so by bringing peace to himself, he brought peace to everybody else.
Hmm.
And to the place. I don't want to say establishment because the tinfoil hat where it's in this room, me will get upset.
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
So here's how it goes, right? The Ho'oponopono prayer goes like this: I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah. That did explain that. Repent, actually. Weird. That was actually my status today. That's so fucking weird. I will read my status because it was a good one. Oh, okay. Never mind. It was that. It was the Ho'oponopono. Repent. Ask for forgiveness, gratitude, love. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's H apostrophe.
You want to see something extra? Like, really fucked up? In, not a fucked up way?
Jesus Christ.
How?
That's impressive.
$1 million for a LeBron James rookie card.
Yeah.
USD. That's fucked up.
Oh, man.
Anyways, let's get back on track, because that derailed a bit. But Ho'oponopono.
There's an episode of Superstore coming up.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, dude.
Glenn Sturgis.
Weird voice, right?
Watch an interview of Mark
Mark McKinney?
Yeah, McKinney.
Yeah.
I won't
Did
say
he sound
McKinney.
Like that?
No, he sounds like a normal fucking person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I remember him of.
No, it's in the hall. His fucking voice is like a mix between Kermit the Frog and Bobcat Goldthwait.
It really is. It's so fucking weird.
It's the best. Me and my buddy Pat and I were talking about it, and I'm like, I'm getting pretty good at the voice. And he's just like, I expect a voice note in the morning from you. And I'm like, hey. I'm like, good morning, this is Glenn Sturgis here. I just want to wish you have a heavenly day. And I said that too. I'm like, I sounded a little Kermit-y on that one.
It's
you gotta I gotta listen to his voice.
You gotta before go higher. He has a higher range.
Yeah, I got
you're too deep.
What I gotta do is I noticed that and then I watched a clip of him talking and then I did another one. I'm like, all right, nailed that one.
Yeah,
it went a little bit Bobcat Goldthwait.
But I think you gotta go there and then bring it back to Kermit.
Yeah, I need you to find your happy medium. Find your Glenn Sturgis.
I think to date my favorite, like not favorite, but like I think what made me laugh the most was the setup that they did in one episode, and it paid off in another.
Oh man, I know, I love that.
The where he's like they tell the guy where the spare key is in his car, like the lock key or whatever it is, and then the guy steals his van, and then they come back with the walkout or whatever it is, and Glenn's got a new car, and Dina comes out with the pressure washer and blows out the windows and destroys it.
That continues. Glenn Sturgis has a very tough time keeping vehicles in working condition.
Like, that's such a great gag.
Honestly, the more you watch the show, the funnier it gets.
Yeah, and because, like, you wouldn't expect it. And, like, you literally have to just go in completely open-minded. Like, it wasn't like Parks and Rec or The Office for me, where it felt like a little bit more. Like, this show doesn't feel as professional.
That's a lie. It's what I've been doing for the last few weeks, at least, though. Because before I wasn't doing the first two parts and repenting and asking for forgiveness. And I'm going to start taking that a lot more seriously. And it's like, and you know, repent means like it can be anything that you want to have forgiven. And so that's where it can actually reach out to other people and affect other people.
Yeah.
Like, Gabby's had a bit of a tough time over the last little less week or so, especially.
Okay.
Her work is extremely toxic, and we're working on getting her out of that. And like, it's to the point where I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I'd rather fucking struggle and figure it out.
You'd rather her be happy than bring in the security.
Yeah, it's tough because I want to help, but I can't. That's the toughest part
that is,
about being a healer or a light worker, is wanting to help, but knowing that you can't until it's ready, until it's their time.
And it really, like, this is the first step of healing that I don't think we recognize or, like, take into consideration, is the ability just to create space for people until they're ready.
Yep.
Right? So that's all your job is. Right now is to hold space for her until she chooses to go that route, and once she does, then you can add more in.
Well, we got into a little bit of an argument. I don't want to say argument, because we handle arguments pretty well. I mean, I handle arguments fairly well, and then, you know, not as a place of arrogance or ego, it's a place of pride, because I used to be the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Very emotional when I argue, and you know, and for us now, like, she told me at, like, I guess it was, like, at the end of the argument, because I was just like, okay, had you told me that, it would have changed my persona on this, or the way I approached this, because what she said is she called and looked into actually going to a counseling session. Mm. I'm like, Because she had told me, they're like, oh, I'm going to see a doctor and get some medication for antidepressant or anxiety. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, let's just put a Band-Aid on it, not fix the actual problem that's causing you the problems and shit. Like, fuck. And but, like, had she also told me that, I would have just known that what she's saying about the antidepressant thing, it's out of emotion and she's just stressed.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know, and it's another part of me is it's like, don't worry, it's just a human resonance going all fucked up. I can't, like, it's hard to say that to someone that's, like, going through it and they're like, no, it's my problem because their ego wants that. Like, it's their, that's not acceptable.
To be fair, though, too, it is their problem. Like, they do, like,
you're absolutely right.
We create the human resonance. The human resonance isn't just something that is and affects us.
Yep.
We are the creators of it, and then it bounces back and reflects to us and amplifies and back and forth, right?
I'm just kind of figuring out that, you know, it's kind of a, maybe it's just a reminder of where I've come from.
100%.
She's mentioned that a few times lately out, and she's like, oh, it's funny how, you know, I used to be the spiritual one now, and now you're the, like, and I'm like, that's not a bad thing.
It's not competition either.
No, exactly. That's, like, it's...
Right, like, it's...
It's also what we do with time given to us, because we are in physical 3D world, and time does exist and matters very much.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's a big part of it, is, you know, she's spending a lot of her time during the week, 45 and probably about 46 and a half hours out of it when you talk work time and transit.
That's right.
At a place that she doesn't want to be. You know, and like, from the this doesn't make sense in life category, you know, you are waking yourself up to an alarm clock, that, and you're rushing to get ready, to get out the door,
that's right,
to drive to your place of work.
To be surrounded by people in other vehicles that don't want to be doing the exact same thing that you're doing.
To go to work and be surrounded by people that don't want to be doing the exact same thing that you don't want to be doing. And it is a perpetual cycle of anger and hate and I want to say fear too. Did you say all of it? Well, because fear is a big part of it. Because the only reason that they don't change is because they're scared.
That's right.
They're afraid of
the unknown.
Yeah.
Of what might happen if I quit. What if I don't have? We're taught. Here's. So this was always like a joke that I have. It's not like a funny haha joke, but it's just like a real look into reality, right? You're allowed to, while you're at a place of employment, to, if you don't like it and you still want to have security, you're allowed, while you're working, to go out to other jobs, look around, ask around, see if they're single, see if they're available, see if you can, you know, be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
But you cannot do that while you're in a terrible relationship with another person. You're supposed to just break it off with them.
Yeah.
And then that's the good thing to do. Because if you go look at other jobs and you put in other applications with other people for a boyfriend girlfriend type or whatever relationship,
and then
that's frowned upon.
Yeah.
But in business you can do it. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, it's no real different. What you're doing is
a business partnership is just like a marriage.
It's all the same, right? It's how you want to look at it, but at the end of the day it just really comes down to God, I'm trying to hold on to this point. It wants to fleet away. Face your fear. At the end of the day, face your fear. Because if you...
That's what your fear is there for.
The route of security, you're always going to stay there.
Yep.
Right? Staying for the kids.
Yep.
Not good for you.
Nope.
And it's not good for the kids. It's
really not good for the kids in a lot of cases.
And the same thing with a business.
Yeah.
Right? Or a place of employment. If it's not good for you, if it's toxic, if it's whatever, right? Then, you know, just like how if you have to leave that relationship and get out, you might have to go live on someone's couch for a bit. But that's the same thing as leaving your job that you fucking hate.
Mm-hmm.
Just find people that will accept you, that will appreciate you being around, that want you to do well. Mm-hmm. Right? Be with them for a bit, but don't overstay your welcome. Be fighting, be working towards getting out, yeah. being on
don't
your feet.
Don't get complacent.
No.
Because that's what got you exactly, in the position that you're right? in to begin with.
Right? So, like, you know, like, there's tons.
So, let... Sorry to
yeah, go.
Kind of stop you on that one. I want to get into another... it's because Gabby's right. I do meet weird people. And fuck me, is Richard Lee Wild ever an interesting dude?
Are we getting into the water?
Yeah. And so just energy.
Before we get into that, you know what that jug reminds me of? So I'm looking at a jug of water that it looks like it's from like old moonshining days.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, you want to see the XX on there.
Yeah. Right, and all I think of is that this sliding door is like that where the Tammy's. And that sliding door is going to come around and Ron Swanson's just going to come out and chug the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you remember that episode in Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Where he just flips it upside down and just chugs it? Like, those things are heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was full. It was like half full of, like...
Oh, no. He's a special human being.
Okay, let's get into our guy. Richard is his name?
Yeah. Richard Lee Wall.
Richard
old
Lee.
Dick. He is 69 years old, like almost exactly double my age, wow. which is cool. And he looks like he reminds me of me in the future.
Wild.
Very well. We have a lot of business views and goals and drives. He's a lot like me. It's not about the money. It's about making the world a better place. He's all about actually healing, helping, making a difference. My sales agent over in Montreal told me to get in touch with him, and she told me like months ago, and I kept pushing it off and stuff because I knew it would happen when the timing is right, and the timing is right now. So he's got these magic wands things. And okay. I'd envisioned like Harry Potter style wand.
Yeah.
Nova
Sportis.
Yeah. I'm trying to, my mind is like trying to actually like dork it up so I can figure out a fucking, how to say it, like a Spelios.
Well, that's why I went with Latin, right? Like like the dollar bill Novus Ordo Seclorum.
Yeah. It is cold. It is getting cold. It is getting colder. The winter is coming.
So these magic wands.
So these magic wands, they read, what you do is you take your DNA. So he's got these little Q-tips. And did that even fucking turn on?
I don't know if it's plugged in.
There you go. You take a swab with this Q-tip and you put it in this little container, you put it in this magic, these magic wands, and you know, and it's got your, energy, or your DNA in it, so it's attracted to you,
okay.
and you only. So if it had my DNA in it, and I was over there, and he was pointing at you, the wands would like spin out, so like it's like a handle. It looks like a little mini megaphone. So it's got like it's made of I want to say tiki wood. It's like
okay
type of wood that you'd know the sound of it when you hear when they knock together because they do that
right.
And it's almost like a thing that will like it'll spin around right, like an almost like
I have
an
to
antenna.
See these.
No,
okay.
You fucking you got it. You guys see these.
Okay.
And I'll show you a video after.
Okay.
But it reads your energies.
Hmm.
And so if your energies are good, it will point towards you. And if there's something blocked, they'll point away from you. So and
like
what you
muscle
do
muscle testing and body testing.
Yeah. Okay. But very energetically.
Yeah.
So he gets you to run your hand like as a square or along your gut.
Okay.
And there's something going on in the left side here, maybe gallbladder or something like that. Show the stance because it's all energy. right?
Right.
Everything is energy. And explain it like this. You have the best water and best supplements and everything in, going on in you. Just like a car, if you had the best oil and gas and parts and everything like that, but the battery isn't working or one of the sensors is off.
That's right.
You ain't going anywhere.
No.
Right? So it's, he said he can like basically pinpoint things. I don't know how he can help with when it comes to actual healing, but that pad that you're sitting on is one of them because it's crazy. He had it pointing at you. When I was sitting down in one of those orange chairs, there in there, you've seen them probably. It's just like, what, it's just a folding chair, and very uncomfortable.
Did he come here?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, he came here. And you sit down. As soon as you sit down, the things go away from you because your energies get blocked right away.
Mm.
Put the pad down, sit down on it, they're pointing right at you. He tested chakras. Crazy. He said that my crown chakra is still a little... he's also got this necklace that's got Orgonite.
Okay.
And it's a chakra balancer and also EMF protector.
Yeah.
And like when you hold on to it, you're like we did it outside.
Yeah.
And my energy field goes 14 feet or so. Which is cool.
So that's your radius?
Yeah. But it also goes in waves, which is cool. Nah, it's just...
I wonder what my shit is.
You know what we'll do? I'll talk to him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
When we go see him. And I'll book a time for us to go see him.
Okay.
Because I'll go out there with you. I want to drink in as much as I can from this guy.
Yeah,
Is he
ever coming here next?
I can get him to come out here.
Yeah, let's do a show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should. We should do a show. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I think Jahad can get in on it, too.
That'd be dope.
Because he was here, too.
Like, even
we're both
sitting,
going out to see him.
Even just sitting and chilling while you guys talk is really
dope.
Oh,
man. He's a very, very fascinating, fascinating human being. I know for a fact I was introduced to him for a reason. Like,
this fucking little cushion alone.
It's cool, hey?
It's super dope.
So this gallon of water, he sells for $40 a gallon.
What is John Ellis water?
I don't fucking know, man. I'll tell you this. The energy in that water, however the fuck it's done, it's a form of distillation.
Okay.
The energy in that water is so strong and so solid that you can microwave it.
And it'll still keep its form.
It'll keep its
wow.
Hexagonal
it's
structure.
It's molecular structure water.
Yep. If you hold a glass with that water, and it doesn't even need to be a full glass of that water. Just like I said, with your water, I put like a couple of ounces in for the full gallon. And he was like down the street, almost like I was standing like in line with where you are on the sidewalk, and he was down by the stop sign, and it could read, it could feel the energy.
Wow, I can feel it here, man.
It's nuts. It's really cool.
But this has his, like, it must have his in it. Like, I can see the, like, I'm starting to see the energy between my fingertips, and I can see it here and there. It's wild.
Well, it's because it's a proprietary different version of distillation.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah,
How much are you supposed to take it? Because I saw you only dump like a bit in, right? And I don't know if it's trying to conserve or is it more.
It's
like,
more on just trying to conserve, and I know that it doesn't take much of this water to completely alter
that
water.
Saying.
Yeah.
Well, just like a.
That's, but this is why he sells it for $40 a gallon. But there's people that sell it for $100, $120 a gallon.
Damn.
It's fucked. But people buy it.
We need to get into this.
I believe we do too. I think that this, the reason that I met him as well, was a big part of the future of Swift Hydration. So here's some cool things with
that.
Oh,
you guys are going to do Swift Hydration? Let's go.
Well, what we have created and will be launching in the next day or so is Swift Wellness.
Okay.
Because we needed a name as a brand because we're becoming Lendl Global here, and we're in everything.
We're in everything.
and, the logo that we were looking at, I was going to do, I wanted tetrahedron.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also drawn to the Tree of Life. And so we got a logo of like a, it looks like a female, but like a human as the, like,
yeah,
log.
Okay.
And then it's got roots coming down, and it expands up, and that's a tetrahedron.
Okay.
Like the flower of life.
Yeah.
Tetrahedron, like not a full 64x64 tetrahedron, like the flower of life, yeah, tetrahedron, because we just started looking at sacred geometry and stuff, and so Swift Wellness will be the umbrella to Swift Pain Relief and eventually Swift Hydration.
Right.
But Swift Wellness will also allow for us to carry products like that. One thing that I was concerned with when it comes to getting a new water or hydration company is if Synergy goes and wants to give me the boot, then that eliminates my EMF protection. But he's got the EMF protection. It's also a lot cheaper.
Right.
And it also, I think, works.
You know what's interesting? So I've met a lady who's currently working on EMF clothing.
Oh, cool. That's, yeah, awesome.
So when she gets prototypes and whatnot, I'm hoping to get some.
Yeah. And please get her in touch with me.
100%.
Because I would definitely, I want to, well, you know what? Here's the thing. Is I hope that we don't end up even needing to go down that road. That's one thing.
I'd say why not?
Well, the reason I say the variable that nobody takes into consideration is the cough fee, and if we do see a shift,
right,
a true shift.
Walk through that again, though.
So cough fee.
Yeah.
Bad Orange Man tweeted about
this. When he misspelled coffee.
Yeah, in like 2015 or something like that.
No, it was after his election.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was, yeah, it had to have been because he was, that's when he was part of Q. But yeah, it was, I think, yeah, 2017, maybe 2018. Yeah. CO, and if you look at the way it was spelt, it was capital C O, like a small O, capital V, capital F, small E, capital, right, F, small E.
Yeah.
Cobalt, vanadium, iron. Now, allegedly, that is what will help form Tesla 5G.
Okay.
Because there's two 5Gs.
That's right.
There's Huawei, kill everybody, microwave our brains,
well,
5G.
There's Edison light, and there's alternating current and there's direct current.
Yeah, exactly. So this is, yeah, just
the same,
as above, so below.
Yeah.
Right? So this is just these magnets are supposed to make things, I from what I understand, it actually changes it to a 432 hertz frequency.
Okay.
Which, think about what that would be like.
Right.
A consistent 432 hertz frequency that blankets are the land.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It's like consistently listening to this music.
Yeah.
And being at peace. Fuck, that would be amazing. That's all it would take too. So I really fucking hope that Elon Musk is a good guy, because he is controlling the markets right now.
Yeah, if he's not.
He tweeted about the cryptocurrency Dogecoin, D-O-G-E coin.
Yeah.
And it shot up like over 100% in like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, or overnight, the first thing this morning, Tesla bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin.
That's right, and they're going to start
accepting
Bitcoin
as a currency. So,
why wouldn't you?
No, 100%. It's just, I know that, like, you see how fucking rich Elon Musk has become over the last year. It just, I sure hope that he's a good guy.
Well, I mean, it still all comes down to the idea that human beings are conditioned to think that money means anything.
It allows you to, but
it's also our belief that money allows you to do stuff. It's not, like, what we're talking about is people, a reconstruction of the idea of what means to one, provide for yourself, and two, to be provided for. Because that's all money does. Money is the exchange. We exchange money for the resources that we need to survive.
Yep.
Money is a middleman. Money isn't necessary. So if you...
Pop down, the gummy kicked in.
If you were to strip money, if money became zero on a value list, if Bitcoin became zero because it's unnecessary, because it is unnecessary, right? What we need is to start trading resources. You need something... I know these people, I knew all of this, and I can get it for you.
I 100% right? agree with you. We do
but we're
need
not
to
there yet because our mentality
wants
to stay in this because we've been conditioned to believe that a dollar sign is not a logo.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar sign is a logo. It is a logo for fucking whatever currency you're looking at, USD, Canadian, you know, like that type of shit. So, in my opinion, Elon Musk is only powerful at the moment because we're conditioned to think that he's important.
Yeah.
But
what
his products stand for himself. Like, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, but that in itself is what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Is because he does have a lot of 3D power. And
he's gained it.
And he's earned it.
Yes,
and I hope rightfully so, not in the draconian way that Bill Gates.
Yeah. No, of course. I hope that he's like, I hope that he's Batman and not the Joker.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
So the concern I have: do you get the Galactic Federation emails?
No,
at all?
I wouldn't read them either. Like, I just don't read. That's the problem. But I used to listen to.
I like Galactic Federation. They're cool. They're interesting.
Point.
They make sense to me.
Of course.
All of it resonates with me.
More than likely, part of you is in that sector.
Yep.
Right? In that part of that crew, right? Like, I'm not. It's not like I'm not or is. I'm kind of like, if you were to... I want to say I'm the Steve Buscemi of the Armageddon crew. Right? Like, but I'm not. Like, for me, it's more like, you don't necessarily need me, but I'll add to the journey. I'll add to the adventure. I'll make it better. I'll do all of those things, right?
You're bay leaves to a soup stock.
Yes.
You know, you're not. It's not gonna.
You don't understand why you add the bay leaves.
Yeah, but when
but
it's there,
it's not the same.
Yeah, if you don't have it, it's not the same.
You're
you are bay leaves.
Yeah, I'm the bay leaves of life. Thanks. Woo. That makes me excited.
I always joke and say, actually, it's Gabby's joke. I hate it when, and she'll show me the bay leaves. I hate it when bay leaves. Worst.
Oh, God. The fact that word exists.
I know. I fucking hate it. That's what I kind of envision the whole mothership thing being.
Do you know what's interesting about that? So they talk about 20? Is that what they said or something like that?
What's
like
that?
They talked about 12?
10 motherships.
10 ships.
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen the sparkling white.
Yeah.
I've seen the... It's not a Death Star, but it looks... It's rectangular in shape, and it goes one long rectangular, and then goes skinnier in the middle, and then long rectangular at the end.
Where both in the sky?
Somewhere. My sister... It's the ship that my sister goes to.
Wild.
used to. Yeah. And it's a ship where a lot of people go to. It's a ship... Now, let's go on the caveat that this is 100% fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going... Like, I'm not saying it is or isn't. What I
Who
do
the fuck
is jump into it for my understanding and going, if this is all real, then this is what's happening. So, this ship also houses...
Mm-hmm.
Those that are deceased, the beings that are deceased during these times that are waiting to go to the fifth dimensional planet.
Okay.
Right? So that's what these motherships are. It's not seeding for this planet, it's collecting and seeding for another one. While the new planet goes through this one and sifts everybody through.
Huh. See, when I talked to Megan... Because she said, like, something about ascending from 3D to 5D. And, like, I think what maybe some people are getting confused about when it comes to 3D to 5D is that's not necessarily a physical change.
No.
Not yet, at least. It might be in the future.
I feel it will.
But I feel it might. I feel it will. Just based off of what you're saying right there, yeah. I nothing is off the table for me, at least. But yeah, who knows?
You have to get the technology first before you can do like.
I think we have the technology.
But what I'm saying is like, we have to learn how to run it. It's like, I could give you a car, but if you haven't spent the time even driving a vehicle,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's kind of like my perspective on it. We may have the technology, but we're not ready for that yet. Like, we're not ready for, like, let's say mm-hmm. that,
it was like, it's kind of like the aliens trying to come in the 60s,
yeah.
but well, we're not ready.
It's like virtual reality.
Yeah.
We're not ready for that yet, not because the technology doesn't exist or not because we don't have the imaginations to create it.
Yeah.
It's because we don't have the imaginations away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
We don't have the technology, we don't have the processing power or the... that we wouldn't want to. Why would you want to leave a place that gives you joy, that gives you, that you could basically, in a sense, control that?
See, that's why we need to go through what we're going through right now, because right. This place no longer brings us joy.
That's right. So now, when we go to that other place, when we go through all the pain, when we go through all our suffering, when we, and all that is, all going through pain is, all suffering is releasing the old rules and regulations of yourself to allow new ones to come in.
Yeah, you're releasing limitations and limited beliefs.
Yeah, and those you created. You had all of these thoughts that ran through your mind, and on the thoughts that you thought were important, you added some sort of emotional weight to.
Yes.
And then they go...
I was just going to say, it's weird because I, like, actually, when bad things happen, I'm like, oh, good.
Hey!
Upgrades!
Like, there's, like, Gary Vaynerchuk talks about if I were to ever do anything with him, I would want to do, like, a compilation thing on, like, the art of losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's super important, right? And if you want to, you can even shrink it down to the art of loss.
I would do one with Eckhart Tolle. Well, I wouldn't do one. I just listened to his 13-minute talk on the power of not knowing.
Yeah.
Because it's similar. Because
we could do that, you know? Like, one day, we could just play it.
Yeah.
Or have that at the beginning, right?
Have you ever listened to Eckhart Tolle?
Is it tough? Is he hard to listen to? Like,
It can be. He's got a different voice.
Yeah.
And he's... Like, it's hard to listen to Robert Kennedy. That scratch to the throat. Thing because something happened to his larynx or whatever,
right?
But you know, it's
so then
we should do it because we can joke about it,
of course,
or talk about it. But I think that's like I think that would be a good one to do.
I think so. Why not? Right? But okay. So yeah.
The power of not knowing. That is a very powerful thing because that's that. You know, I mean, how did my podcast start? Why?
Why?
Right? With why. And it's like, because I want to know things.
That's
and
right.
everything. And it's like, as soon as you release that need, because it's all part of ego. Because then it's like, I know it. It's my knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, it's my privilege to know this thing. And it's like, it just feeds, that's what I'm trying to do.
I think it's like the power, like, within that, there's a power of, like, not wanting credit for stuff, not wanting, like, taking, like, not attaching it to me,
yeah.
but attaching it to just, like, allowing yourself to know stuff, but not going, this is me, is super powerful.
Well, in the theory and thought that you are here to learn, and you either graduate or don't, I'd like to graduate.
You know what? That's a great way of, that's a great acronym for God as well. Graduate or don't.
I like that.
Right?
Be
either graduate or you go.
Graduate or don't. I don't know. Fuck.
We hit a wave. Crap. Boom.
Damn gummies.
All right. Let's get it back on track.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, everybody.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
All right. It's been good.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like this. It's good to get back at this.
Absolutely.
I need to start doing this with more people, no offense. If I do want
people to listen.
You know what's crazy? The guy from Emerald Moon.
Okay.
Where I get all my hippie shit from. Was saying that, he could sell those necklaces. He was saying that he really liked my podcast. I'm like, fuck, people listen to my podcast. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you definitely, I would definitely continue to branch out. Like, get what's his name back on? The guy that, from California?
Oh, Andre.
Yeah. The Polish dude, or...
Yeah, Romanian.
Romanian, right.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was talking with him early, like, via Facebook.
Oh.
Not Messenger, but, like, actually on Facebook. Because he's doing a live show, his live show. He does it weekly on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific. Who's a badass, and he is. And he's doing one on something that interests me. Not interests me enough to remember what it is to tell
but
you.
But enough to...
Enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to watch that.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to see. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, hopefully.
What about your healer?
Ooh, that would be a good one.
I think so.
I've got a session tomorrow morning, actually.
Yeah.
And he... Actually, I think this is what I was trying to remember. I don't even know what I was trying to remember. I can't remember what I was trying to remember because I forgot what I was trying to remember when I forgot.
It's going to be one of those days.
Well, thanks to gummies. I'm doing a session with him tomorrow, and he's like, oh, I need you to look up gates and fences.
Okay.
And I kind of got pissed off with him a little bit, because I'm like, okay, what can you care to narrow that in a little bit so I don't just end up on a Rona website? And he meant literal gates and fences.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, well then. I'm an asshole, but it's interesting. And then fucking someone...
Because they obviously have a purpose for that, right?
Like, yeah, well, he said it's like all like your... That's got to be my perception of it.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, synchronicities and everything. I got a notification, like, oh, someone posted in this group that I've never actually went in to look at. And the post was... Yeah. Gates of consciousness. And, like, if you deal with fear of the unknown, massage these 2 points before bed. These points allow you to release stuck emotions in your subconscious, freeing space for clarity in the crown and root chakras. Yeah.
So, that's what he was talking. That makes sense.
No, because that's not what he's talking about.
What I'm saying, though, this right here is a gateway to there.
Yeah, of course.
This right here is
a gateway to the mother guy. Yeah.
Right, so that makes sense.
Gateway to cosmos.
Yeah.
Gateway to the mother guy.
And the
mother
fences
Gaia.
That we create around the...
Yeah, and then... And then God is with him.
Yeah.
What I pray to is cosmos, universe, Mother Gaia, and the almighty source within.
Yeah. 100%.
Yep.
I'll wrap it up with this. This is my last thing that I'll say. I've updated my process of like connecting in. Because somebody else was just like, hey, think about this. And this was like, it was really smart. It's like, now it's free flowing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I imagine is going from my heart, a line of like green energy, knocking into the yellow, like the solar, and turning that on, then going into the sacral, turning that on, then going into the root, lighting that up, and then reaching through that gateway into the planet and going down and knocking all of the stuff that the planet has all the way down to its core, and then shooting that all the way up. Re-knocking like the root in the other direction and going up and then going into the heart, getting that going, but then going up into the throat, third eye, crown, and as far as I can into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that anchors there, I shoot that back down. So it goes through my crown again, goes through my third, through my throat, and back into the heart and ignites.
I have a tough time doing that. That's my hurdle to get over.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 5 years.
No, exactly.
No, but that's what I mean. Where I started
yep.
and where I am now
yep.
is the difference of 5 years. So like, give yourself time.
It's funny because that's what I was trying to explain to Gabby too. I'm like, you know, like when I meditate, like it's not the same as everybody, as anybody else, really. No. It's how I do it, and it's gone in a process. Like just even doing breath work is hard. And so that's what I do to meditate, because that's the biggest challenge for meditation, for me at least, and I would say for most people, is that you can't free your mind of constant running.
Well, we've been conditioned to think that we like meditation is about freeing the mind. I look at it as like calming.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I look at it too, because how do you free your mind?
How do you stop your thoughts? You're not supposed to. It is one of two things.
Yeah.
It could be that, or not one. It's one of many things. Like think of bodies of water, and that's what our thoughts are. And it can be a raging river. It can be rushing white rapids. You know, like
a pond,
or it could be a lazy fucking river.
But it's always moving.
It's always moving.
Because if it's not,
then you're stagnant,
and then algae grows, mosquitoes grow,
toxicity comes, viruses come.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Right,
that's really good.
So stream of consciousness. Think of that stream of consciousness. You are constantly moving.
Yep.
You are in control of how fast those thoughts.
I gotta stop fighting that.
Yeah,
I've gotta stop fighting my like.
My
irrational thought that I can stop my thinking. Because the thing is if you stop your thinking, then how are you supposed to transcend and go and meditate, levitate to different dimensions and whatnot? Because if you're not thinking about it, you won't notice that it's happening.
That's right.
And then therefore you might as well not even happen. That's good. That's good. Good thing for me to think about, because I've challenged myself with that and tried to figure that out. And I mean, for me, like breathing has gotten a lot better. It took me a while.
Your normal breathing has gotten a lot better because you're doing the other breathing.
Yep.
You're aware.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Love it.
When we did the energy, like you go around, like my lungs were good. Mm-hmm. And I was actually very surprised about that, because I spent 10 years of smoking weed.
I don't think my lungs will be that good.
No, I don't think they would.
This area right here is going to find a lot of buildup.
So, what I would invite you to do is look at YouTube Jeff Walsh.
Okay.
Breathing. And it's something that I didn't end up doing it today. And that's...
Do you notice a difference?
No, I have noticed a difference. It's not to say that I can't do it as soon as you leave.
Yeah.
It's a 20-minute video, and it's a breath work and meditation prayer thing.
Can one do it while driving?
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Because his breath work does get your energy going.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done a number of different breathing exercises, like gamma breathing, infinity breathing, and lately I've been really trying with my infinity breathing to like hold as long as possible. Like I've got the 3-minute frequency tracks, and in one of the tracks I took 2.5 breaths.
Mm.
Because I held it for a long time at the top, and I held it for a long time at the bottom, and it's just like, it does get you going. But anyways, it's a breath work exercise that he does. And you do 10 deep breaths, and it's not like long deep breaths. It's like,
yeah.
You know, so that.
Did you get into like dragon breath too?
I've never done
dragon that. Breath?
Yeah.
Dragon breath is... interesting.
I'll look in
the... So, like, think of, like, a dog panting, like...
Yeah.
And, like, that's a part of it, and then you do the same with your nose, so...
Interesting.
In, out, as fast as you can.
That's interesting, too, because I've always looked at it as, like, long breaths and stuff like that. It's both, right?
Sprinting,
it's like,
there's sprinting and
marathon
running
yeah.
in the Olympics.
Yep. Anaerobic and aerobic. Yeah, that makes sense. So that's neat. I will do that. But check out that Jeff Walsh thing. Because at 10 breaths, you exhale, and then exhale as much as you can and just hold. And then after about 30 seconds or so, you take a deep breath in, hold for 20 to 30 seconds, let that go.
Oh, man, this is
good. And then you do for 15 deep breaths. And then you do that. The,
you're ready for DMT and Chonga by then.
Oh, yeah. And then you do 20.
My greatest breathing exercises has been with Chonga. I can't even explain to people how it literally felt like I was a fish in water. Like, I was just, like, soaking in air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in every area. Like, mm-hmm. And it was, like, turning into water.
Cool.
Like, it was fucking crazy. But the mm-hmm. first one, like, so what you do with it is... You breathe it, you take your toke, right? And you hold it for as long as you can, right? And usually that's like 30 seconds if you can, like that's what your goal is, to do 30 seconds of just holding it in. And then you breathe out, and then you take another hit.
Yeah.
And that second hit is easier than the first. By the time that you get to your third, and if you can get to it, your fourth hit, what I do with it is this slow exhale of it, the smoke, where... I start doing breathing exercises with that fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'll, and then let a little bit up my nose, like a, give that space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go, and then internally.
Yeah, I know, you're like an accordion on the inside.
Yeah, and it's so amazing. It's like one of the best feelings that I've ever
felt. Is it Chonga?
Chonga.
Chonga.
It's a DMT infused herb, so you're gonna have a trip after.
Oh, cool.
And then the beauty of it is it lasts for probably like 10 minutes if you do it properly.
Yeah.
And if you have more, you just relight.
Huh.
So you can turn it into like a 30-minute DMT trip.
Whew.
It's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm good.
Way to finish the episode with drugs.
Yes. Going strong.
Those aren't drugs.
Next. Are you still recording?
Yep.
Next episode, I'm hoping... I will do an episode at some point on Clubhouse.
Yes.
So I'll record it on my end.
Yeah.
Right? And it'll be with a lady who does this thing called Camo. I haven't talked to her about this idea yet, but I'm sure she'll be down. We talk like on Clubhouse probably like every second night.
Mm-hmm.
She does this thing called Camo, and she's going to start doing ayahuasca retreats in the jungle.
Cool.
Yeah. Camo is about a frog, but it's a medicine, and that's all I'll say. And it has nothing to do with licking toads.
Okay.
Alright.
Peace out, Toad Licker.
Yeah, Cambo's it's like the secretions of the frog, and like apparently she like burns the skin a little bit and then like applies it. Mm. And it's not a psychedelic, but it's a total cleanser, and it's like for the mind, body, and soul. Peace.